Welcome to the Runners Connect Run to the Top podcast, where it's all about learning from the best and most inspiring minds in the sport. So together, we can train a smarter, healthier, and faster running community. Now, here's your host, Tina Muir.
Hello. Thank you for tuning in today for the first episode of 2016's Run to the Top podcast. Now, I have a special episode for you today. It's been a year since I started being the podcast host, and I've really enjoyed getting to know a lot of you. I mean, I've had a lot of people reach out, and it's been good to kind of get to know people a bit more. And I would encourage you, if you haven't already yet last year, to tune in a bit more this year and get to know me, because I'd love to get to know you more. I also want to thank you for listening, for taking the time out of your day to tune in and hear what we've got to say, for your feedback, for all those reviews on iTunes, for subscribing, all that kind of stuff. So today I have a few things that I want to go over. This isn't going to be an episode like any other, but I thought it'd be great to start off the year kind of telling you what we're up to, what you can look forward to for this year, and then also what we found in the survey. So, firstly, let's start with that. Towards the end of last year, I asked you to participate in a survey, and I wanted to share those results with you today to give you some insight as to what we found. You may have noticed there is a new intro music, which I am excited for, and you will see some other changes coming towards the show as we move on through the year. So let's just kind of go over that a little bit first. 28% of people said they never miss an episode who filled out the survey, which is great, but I actually want to get that a lot higher. I want to get to the point where there's a lot of people tuning in every single week. And I'm guessing if you are taking the time to listen today, you are a loyal listener. And I hope that you will be able to get some feedback from this today, and hopefully I've answered some of your questions. Interestingly, 65% of people used Facebook the most, which surprised me, as I didn't realize Facebook was as popular anymore, but apparently it is, and that means I'm going to be making more of an effort to get those posts across to you when we do have a new podcast or new blog post that you might find interesting across to you, because we all know Facebook is changing a little bit more. So when it came to topics of what you guys wanted to learn about, we had a lot of requests for specific training, injury prevention, mental strategies, research studies, everyday runners, race day tactics. And then surprisingly, you guys wanted to know a bit more about me and my life, which shocked me a little bit because I just kind of threw that one on there as an extra. But, you know, I am going to talk about that a little bit more today towards the end of this episode. It's not going to be too long of an episode. I'm just going to kind of give you an update of what I'm up to for those of you who are interested. But if you're not interested, then you can easily just switch off at whatever point you want. So we did have a question on the survey about the five questions to ask guests. I asked readers, if you did the survey, I asked you to fill out the survey and tell me what questions you would like me to ask guests, as I've decided to remove the one word question that I was having last year. Now, I'm not sure if I'm going to do the same five questions each time, but I have to make sure that it doesn't end up lasting too long. I don't want it to be this to be like a 15-minute section at the end of each episode, especially as I really value your time and I don't want to waste your time. So I might have to put a timer on the guests for each question, make them, you know, under a minute or something like that. So it's 5 minutes or under for the questions. And I'm going to ask your help right now. I'd like you to help me with coming up for a catchy name for the questions. If you could email me any suggestions, just to kind of put it in perspective, other blogs kind of call them the lightning round, the fast five, something like that. So something to do with running. I was thinking maybe the racing, something about racing. I'm not really sure. I'm not great at this creative stuff. So anyone who has any ideas, you can email me, tina@runnersconnect.net, and I'd love to hear from you. So the questions that were the most popular included the greatest advice. That was by far the most popular one, followed by your favorite quote or mantra and favorite running book. Those three were kind of well ahead of the rest of them. And then the other ones that were pretty popular were, what would you tell a new runner? And then pre-race meal and running products were tied. So I'm probably going to include some kind of variety of those as we go through with the guests, depending on what we talk about. So those of you who did put your email down, I have actually emailed quite a lot of you. And if you do have any more specific feedback, maybe you didn't know about the survey, or you would just want to give some feedback since we started the year, I would love if you could email me. And I have put a link to that in the show notes. And then I also mentioned it a few minutes ago. So many of you said that your biggest challenge was either coming back from injuries or stopping injuries. So I just wanted to kind of direct you towards two episodes that might help you if that is an issue for you. One of them is Brad Beer, which many of you should have listened to by this point, as that was towards the end of the year. But the other one is Jeremy Stoker. And that is at runnersconnect.net/RC50. I will put links to both of those in the show notes. So if you are struggling with injuries or not knowing whether you should run through an injury that you have right now, I would definitely encourage you to go back and check those ones out. The other big challenge that people said they were struggling with was pacing. And I understand that, you know, that is something that we all kind of struggle with, and you don't want to slow down towards the end of your race and you want to keep going at that same pace. Well, I've written about that on my personal blog, but I realized we didn't have too much on that on Runners Connect. So I got right on it, and I got one of our writers, Sarah, to cover it in a blog post recently. So that actually went live at the end of November. So you can check back for that. And I will put a link to that in the show notes, which is going to be at runnersconnect.net/2016. So that's the number 2016. So hopefully you can go check that out if you need it. I also sent our writers out to research some of the other areas you suggested. So coming in 2016, you should see more episodes that are more targeted towards what you want to do. As for the guests you guys recommended, I have a nice long list and I'm really excited to work my way through them. I've already reached out to quite a few of them, but many of them came up over and over again. Can anyone guess who the number one recommended was? I'm sure you can because I've mentioned it before, but once again, it was Meb. So if anyone knows Meb and can get him on a call with me, I would love that. I'm really trying to get hold of him and just can't seem to get through so far. That would be a dream come true if we could get Meb on here. Shalane Flanagan was also very popular, Ryan Hall, Cara Goucher. Jack Daniels was also on there, but to be honest, I don't know how likely that is. I don't think Jack Daniels does interviews anymore, but I'll try. I've been trying so far and I'll keep trying again. We had Scott Jurek, Joan Benoit Samuelson was also very popular, as was Paula Radcliffe. So any of those, if anyone has any personal connections with any of those, please put me in touch with them. I would love to have them on the show. I have actually reached out to almost all of them and not actually heard back. So that would be great if I could bring them on the show. So now to the part I don't like talking about, the recommendations to improve. Firstly, it's tough for me to kind of listen to this as I'm very sensitive, if you haven't guessed already. So I kind of take those criticisms to heart and they kind of upset me a little bit. But I know that, you know, this is just, most of it is constructive and it's going to help improve. So I want to improve this podcast. So the biggest thing people complained about was the audio quality. Now, let me first explain about this. I'm hoping if you have been listening for a while that you can kind of see a difference between the beginning of the year. Certainly that episode with Dave McGillivray at the beginning of last year, towards the end of this year. And I really have been working on the quality. We have some great people, Podcast Motor, who are working on editing our shows. And we also have been doing a lot to, I've been trying to make sure that the quality is the best I can. But however, it is tough because it all depends on the guest on the other end. So I do apologize that some of them have been a little of the poor quality level, but a lot of our listeners have never, sorry, a lot of our guests have never used Skype before. They've never really had the experience with these kind of things. They don't have the equipment and I can't really go out and ask them to buy the equipment. So that's the problem. I am reliant on their internet connection and their equipment. So I hope you will give me a little bit of thought when it comes to the quality. I am trying to control that as much as I possibly can. And I do have a set of requirements that I do recommend for them, but I can't enforce them, unfortunately. Another recommendation that people had were the intros were a little too long, and that is something I am working about. I'm really trying to change that, but as some of you already know, I am a little bit of a rambler, so that can be tough for me. And then some people said they'd like it to be shorter. Now, I'd like to hear your feedback for this a little bit. Most people said they liked the length that we had, but a few people said it was either too long or too short. We had some people saying they'd rather it be around 30 minutes, but we had other people saying they would like it to be about 2 hours. So I'm going to just kind of keep it at where it is for the time being, but maybe in the future we might have some longer ones and some shorter ones to kind of keep everyone happy. Another thing that people said that I tend to do is over explain things, and I definitely can see I'm guilty of that. In fact, when we are in the interviews, I actually can tell when I'm doing it, but I can't help it because usually it's just a nervousness thing or something when I'm kind of stumbling over my words. So I hope you will kind of give me some slack with that, and hopefully it will continue to get less and less as I become more comfortable. So another one that was kind of difficult, this is the toughest one to kind of determine, is a few people said I talked a bit about too much about myself, my personal training, or shared too many personal stories. However, most people said that they liked it as it was more of a conversation with the other person and they could learn more about me. So I'm not really sure about what to do there, especially as a lot of people said they would like to hear more about my training and goals. So for that part, I will update after I finish talking about this in a few minutes, and I'll start the year this way, so that way you can tune out if you don't want to listen to my training, but those who are interested can listen on to hear more about it. So I've worked really hard over the last year to make this the best running podcast out there. It is still growing, but we do get about 60,000 downloads a month right now. So it's really growing, and I'm really, really proud of how far it's come along. But based on your feedback and your emails, things are moving along in the right direction, which is good. So as you know, podcasts are free, and you may notice that other podcasts involve ads. They're usually 30 to 60 seconds, 1 to 2 times a show. Right now, we don't have any ads, but I will be honest with you, we are considering it. However, that's just because, we are getting to the point where it's growing big enough and we have a lot of companies approaching us. And, that's going to help support me and my training and my income. So we're going to see how that goes. But for the time being, we're going to keep them out because we value your time and we don't want to put them in there. But if they are, I promise you, they will only be companies that we really recommend. But for the time being, we're just going to stick to as we are. So the next exciting thing I want you to check out is the podcast page. Founder of Runners Connect, Jeff Gaudet, and I have been working very hard on making this very easy for everyone to use. It's a place you can go at any time and see the latest or most popular episodes, and it's a way for you to find out how you can review the podcast from whichever medium, your computer or your phone or your Android, whatever it is that you're using. We also are going to have everything you need on there about the podcast that you could possibly want. So I'd love if you would go check that out. And that is at runnersconnect.net/run-to-the-top. So that's runnersconnect.net/run-to-the-top. You can also text me at 66866 to subscribe to our email list. So you'll hear from me directly when I have some exciting news for you. All you need to do is text the word Tina, T-I-N-A, to 66866. Okay, I mentioned a few minutes ago that if you are not interested in hearing what I have been up to, then you can tune out and you can wait till the next episode, which will come out next Wednesday. But for now, for those of you who are interested, I'm going to tell you a little bit about my training, what I've been up to. So for those of you who don't know me a little more into me, you can actually check out in the show notes. I'll put a link to it, but it's at runnersconnect.net/Tina. And you can actually hear my background story when I was interviewed by Marathon Training Academy. So just a little more about me just quickly. I'm an elite runner for Saucony Hurricanes. I have PRs of 16:08 in the 5K, 33:24 in the 10K, 1:13 in the half marathon, and 2:41 in the marathon. I have a personal blog, which is tinamuir.com, which again, I'll put a link to in the show notes for today. And if you want to learn more about me, me, I tend to share my honest insights about my training. There is no, you know, elite running is easy, or there is no kind of, you know, I had this great workout. You know, people tend to post this very positive image of themselves on Facebook and on Instagram, and all you see is how well things are going. Well, my blog isn't really like that. I tend to talk about how bad things are going when I'm struggling. So, but I find that a lot of people find that comforting because they see that, you know, everyone struggles and people don't tend to put that online usually. So hopefully it helps you. So for me, 2015, it was definitely a breakthrough year for me. I worked very hard after visiting the UVA Speed Clinic in late 2014. And actually, when I say about UVA Speed Clinic, I actually worked with one of my podcast guests this year, which was Max Prokopy. And I'll put a link to the episode with him in the show notes at runnersconnect.net/2016. So you can check that out and kind of learn a bit more about Max. I did start working with a strength coach. His name is Drew Watts. And I've been trying to convince Steve to come on a podcast episode with Drew. So Steve and Drew could kind of talk about what I've been up to, how I've improved, how I've changed, because we've made so many big changes. And a lot of them are the kind of things that you guys are struggling with. So I really think it would be helpful. But Steve's pretty shy, so I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to convince him. So I've also, when I said about working with a strength coach, you can learn a little bit more about what kind of thing we're doing. The episode with Megan Kenahan, which again, I will put a link to in the show notes, with Max, we kind of talked about the importance of strength training and that heavy lifting strength training. I could not believe it when I got this recommended to me, but I really have found it's made a difference. I have not bulked up, but it does make a difference, especially in your power, and it kind of woke up my glutes. I know quite a few of you do struggle with your glutes being very sleepy and not doing their job. Well, this is the kind of thing you need, so I really would recommend checking out those two episodes. So in early 2015, I decided to kind of let go of expectations and this need to run a certain pace or time. I know a lot of people struggle with that, and I was really having a difficult time with that. I was kind of obsessed with my Garmin. I felt the need to be set running certain things all the time, and I got to a point where I just had to let go. I wasn't even interested in it anymore, to be honest. I just wanted to enjoy it. It kind of sucked all the fun out of it, so I went into London Marathon just wanting to have fun with it, and I had an absolutely fantastic race. It was the most amazing experience of my life. I warmed up, I still can't believe this. I warmed up with my idol, Paula Radcliffe, which was incredible. I loved every second of the race. I had my friends and family all over the course. I got to run along, you know, the famous landmarks in London with a smile on my face the entire way. I felt strong, and I overtook 91 people in the last 5 miles. So that kind of shows you just how I actually did it right. Maybe a little bit too conservative at the start, but I knew that if I had a bad experience, I was going to be in trouble. So that was a great experience for me. But after we did that marathon, I ended up running 2:41 there. After that marathon, Steve and I agreed that we needed to go back and work on some speed before we went back to the full marathon. So many of you may have been wondering, well, why would you go to speed if you have had such a great race? Well, you know, your body gets used to a certain distance. It kind of slows itself down. When you do that marathon training, you lose all that speed. The same as if you did an ultra marathon, you kind of lose all the lower levels. So every now and again, it is good for your body to go back to those faster distances, and you will find that it will make a difference in the longer distances. A lot of people find that they end up running PRs in the 5K and 10K after a marathon segment, and a lot of people run marathon PRs after a 5K segment. So we decided that that would be a good idea, and I would recommend many of you considering that if you are kind of like stuck in your marathon training and you're just kind of getting a bit fed up about it. So that is what we did. I can't say it was very fun, but it was definitely needed. It took a while for me to get my legs under me, and you know, times that I used to run easily, I couldn't get anywhere near, and it was kind of frustrating for a while, but slowly, day by day, I started to see the speed coming back. I did keep training the whole time from, I did take some time off after London, but once I started up again, I pretty much kept training from middle of May all the way through to maybe end of November. Although I did take it easy for 3 weeks when I did get married this August. And then when I came back and I started to get in really good shape, I did win the Army 10 mile, which was my first major win. I felt very strong and ran just over 5:30 pace for that 10 mile race. It was actually my first time of breaking tape, which was very exciting for me. I'd never done that before and kind of always wanted to. And then a few weeks later, I went on to do the Philly Rock and Roll Half Marathon. I was sick the week of the race, so I wasn't even sure if I was going to race. I could barely get out of bed on the Wednesday when the race was on the Saturday. But I took a lot of precautious measures, and I managed to get myself back ready to go. Well, somewhat ready to go. I definitely wasn't 100%, but good enough to be able to race on that Saturday. It was difficult from 3 to 4 miles in, definitely a complete contrast to the Army 10 mile. I pushed myself really hard. I went really far into the well, but I ended up running a 1:13:21, which was over a minute PR. So I was very happy with that. It was a great way to finish and kind of show that Steve was right with his intuition about needing to do the speed work. And now I'm really excited about the future. So, moving into 2016, well, I have some exciting news in that coach Sarah Crouch, who's one of the other Runners Connect coaches, actually moved to Lexington, so with her husband Michael. So I'm very excited to have someone to train with and for us to have like a little group, and that will make my training so much easier. Sarah and I are also going to be spending 3 to 4 weeks in Tallahassee with Zap Fitness in Florida, which I'm very excited about. I'm actually leaving in a few days as this episode goes live. And then what is on the agenda for me? Well, my number one priority right now is I'm trying to make it on the World Half Marathon team to represent Great Britain. I am going to train for it. The race is in towards the end of March, and I'm really hoping that I get selected. I'm one of the people being considered, but I don't know how likely it is. I have to prove my fitness in early February and kind of see how I go. If I am not selected, I will look into doing a later spring marathon. So if anyone has any recommendations on fast courses, I'd love to hear from you, and you can email me, tina@runnersconnect.net. And then I will look to do another full marathon, but we're not sure which one it will be just yet. If you would like to hear more information on me, you can follow my personal blog, and I have all my social media channels there too. So we've come to the end of this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you all had a wonderful holiday. I hope you are all up to date with what we're up to, and I look forward to giving you lots of great interviews as the year goes on. Next week we are talking to Coach Jamie Dodge, who has a very inspiring story for you and a great lesson for us all to learn. So I'm sure you're going to get a lot about that. So that's the end of this episode. I'm sorry it has been just me. I was very nervous about doing an episode just to myself, but hopefully it has been okay for you and you've enjoyed this somewhat, but at least you're up to date with what Runners Connect is doing. I hope you have a wonderful week, and I will see you next week.